Freddy, what did I do? Welcome to another episode of Freddy, What Did I Do? Well, let me tell you what I did. I became a champion. Yeah, I became a wellness champion. So what does that mean? Basically, it means I promote healthy and active lifestyles in the workplace. Now, how did I become a champion? It was pretty easy. I think at work, not many people wanted to be a champion. There had to be a representative, so they kind of gave it to me. But still, you know, in my life, I've never been a champion. Although it didn't take much to become a wellness champion, it was pretty much write a short paragraph of why you would be a good wellness representative. And I did, and I think if anybody else would have written one, they would have probably been selected as well. But I'm the one who did it, and now I'm a champion. I've never been a champion at anything, ever. You know, everything I've done, I've always been mediocre at best. At best. I don't remember ever getting a trophy. Well, not written. It's probably a participation trophy or a ribbon. I remember getting... I was in track and field when I was younger, in high school, or was it middle school? Anyway, I got sixth place. Who gets sixth place? Anyway, right? In jiu-jitsu and grappling, you know, I went to this tournament. I got eliminated. Was never a grappling champion. I was never part of a team that was a champion. Not even a team championship, I don't remember. At work, I don't think I ever got recognized as a champion. No. When I was younger, I was a migrant farm worker. Of course, I would work hard, and I wasn't expecting to be, there's no such thing as a champion migrant farm worker. But when I think of a migrant farm worker, and I'm just going to step out of myself here. You think of this person, a hard worker, in the sun, in the field all day, being proud of using his or her hands for labor and a sense of accomplishment. But, you know, when I was a migrant farm worker, because my parents were migrant farm workers, so I grew up in that lifestyle. When I would go to work, I would daydream a lot. You know, sometimes my older brother or my dad had to yell at me and had to snap me out of it. Like, hey, get back to work, you know? I would daydream a lot. I would think about, like, my favorite TV shows that I wanted to watch back in the day. I would think about my friends back home in Texas while I'm over here in Ohio working in the fields. You know, stuff like that. So I was not even a champion at that. And I never stood out. You know, for the most part, I think because of how I grew up and kind of my environment, the way my family was, because I come from a big family. I have 7 sisters and 6 brothers. So we're 14 kids in all. So it's a big family. And for the most part, I just kind of want to fit in, you know, just be under the radar, not necessarily stand out. I know a lot of people would like to stand out, but when I grew up, I just want to kind of fit in. I always felt like we were a poor family. So my aspirations were to fit in, I wish I was just not poor. I wish I could be at least middle class. So that was my thinking back in the day when I was young, when I was a kid. That's my mentality. Like, I just want to fit in. I don't necessarily want to stand out. So even, in school, when I was younger, I just in middle school or just before middle school, maybe fifth grade, I remember that I went to summer school for migrant farm kids in Ohio. And that was the first time I got recognized that maybe I stood out, but I wasn't a champion. I stood out as a good reader. So my teachers were impressed, and they actually recommended that I be promoted to another grade higher because of my reading skills. So I was like an accelerated reader. But when, and that happened in Ohio. So they gave my mom a letter to take back to Texas to my regular school. When we got there, my mom decided not to because she didn't want me to be at a grade higher because then I wouldn't fit in with those kids and so I didn't even get recognized as anything special per se. So my whole life, nothing, right? Mediocre dude. I'm not a tall guy. Nothing really stands out. And then here at work, I mean, I work out. I'll go running and I try to eat healthy. I have a sweet tooth. I love don't well, I love donuts, cakes, pies. I have a sweet tooth. But I keep it in check. I don't never go over the top. Maybe every once in a while I'll indulge, but for the most part I try to keep that stuff in check. I'm aware of my health, of my body, of my mind and my spirit. So I try to keep all that stuff in check. So anyways, I've never been a champion. When I had the opportunity, I took it. And now what I've been doing with that is I've been running with it as kind of like an internal joke for myself. So I'll use the wellness champion title from time to time as a joke in conversation. I try to play it off as a joke. Some people get it, some people don't. But I do it to make people laugh. For example, I used to do IT support several years ago. So I know about computers, software, hardware, that kind of stuff. So sometimes my coworkers will come to me asking for support. They'll ask me like, "Oh, hey Freddie, listen, my printer's not working. Could you take a look at it? Or my computer's acting funny. Can you just check it out for me?" And I'll say from now, what I say is when they ask me that, I'll say, "Sure, let me check it out. After all, I am a wellness champion." And I mean, I'm doing it facetiously, and the reactions are, they vary. Some people will take it seriously and they'll be like, "Oh wow, are you? What does that mean?" And they'll want to converse about it. But the best reactions are the ones that'll say, they'll react like, "Okay, what does that have to do with the printer or the computer or whatever?" And it makes me laugh, right? Some other people that I've already done it to, they'll roll their eyes at me like, "Oh my God, here he goes again with the whole wellness champion deal. Give me a break." But it makes me laugh. I'm using it as a way to just lightheartedly have some fun, So I had never been a champion. Now I'm a wellness champion, and I plug that in every chance I get. And whether people roll their eyes or ask me more about it or just laugh at it, to me, man, that makes it all worth it. So anyway, just to wrap it up, what a wellness champion does is promotes health and wellness. And our catchphrase is, when you live well, you work well. Right? So that's what I have to say from time to time. Of course, I don't feel like I'm like this super wellness champ. I mean, I'm not a super buff guy or whatever. And some people will point it out, like, wait a minute, you're a wellness champion and you're getting a slice of pie right now? And that it's funny to me. Like, well, hey, as a wellness champion, I'm gonna figure out how to burn these calories off, so I can make stuff up. Whatever. I'm having fun with it and I like it. I mean, I'm not a personal trainer and nothing like that. I just, whenever there's an activity at work, I pretty much disseminate information. Hey, we're gonna do, there's a 5K going on. Would you like to participate? Or healthy eating habits. Here, try this out. Try this salad out. So it's nothing difficult. It's mostly, like I said, disseminating information, participating in healthy activities at work. Not a personal trainer or anything like that. So, all that to say, you can find whatever works for you and you can try it. I found what works for me, for my body and mind, and that kind of stuff. You should find out what works for you and do your best at it. Anyways, until next time, take care. This is your wellness champion out. Yeah.